special throat to swallow all of this, and you will get it when you're transformed. Okay. So I have to explain it. But how can I explain it? Because one of the secrets of this wisdom is the wise people in our field, they don't talk too much. They listen a lot. They talk very few, very limited. Because this is the tradition here. Because we know the problem of talking. Because talking goes to intelligence. We like something else. So we don't like that stuff. But I have to say it. How could I say it? First of all, look around you and I see the universe, which is the universe of eater and eaten. Is that correct? Do you remember such a thing? Do you remember this? I always show it to you. Eat, don't be eaten, reproduce. This is all. It says, first of all, look at this eating stuff, which is, when I'm talking about eating, I'm not talking about a lion eating a cow. First of all, I'm talking about the earth. Eating this stuff and bringing out these herbs, these trees, these forests. Then, yes, I'm talking about the other eating, which is the animal eating plants, then animal eating animal, then a human being eating all of them. Does it stop? I don't know. Next step, earth is eating human being. Look around you. It is eating and being eaten. Okay? This is that universe. But there is something else. Because when the human dies, something separates over there, we believe. The breath and the vision will be separated from the human being. Imagine, the human being is dead. Rumi will say, when he's dying, two things will separate from him. Is the breath and the basar, the vision. Because the breath doesn't fade away. The vision doesn't fade away. The vision of Rumi is what is present here, right? It says, and this eating stuff, if I could tell you, everything is eating everything. Because as we know it now, and in the time of Rumi, nobody could think like this. It's just because everything started with Big Bang, and everything is just those stuff that they were present in Big Bang. In time of Rumi, nobody could imagine, but I know that in this breath I'm taking in, there are oxygens that I'm taking in that were taken in by Adolf Hitler. I'm breathing in the oxygen which literally was in Karl Marx. Because when you breathe, what are you breathing? This has been here forever and it has been in the people and out. Everything is like this. And this is a very long story that I don't want to say, but I have to tell you about some details of it. So you know those parts. So you're going to hear only parts of it. What is that part? Okay, that only the parts will be given to you. First of all, the main formula. The universe is eating and being eaten. Means everything will be eaten. Means everything will fade away. Said, That's one part of universe which is being recycled like that. There is other stuff which we say the permanence. Bauhi. There are permanent people. They will not fade away. They are completely different. So there are two stages of existence here. One is the physical one. Physical one is eating and being eaten. That's the recycling food factory. But there is other stuff. Those other stuff are muqbil and maqbul. Iqbal. Have you ever heard about Iqbal? That's the source of the words Kabbalah. Qabuli. Acceptance. That's what qabuli is. Of course, in the word by itself, you will find the meaning of the past and a lot of other stuff. But the main stuff here is qabul, means being accepted. And accepted and accepted to us are both sides of one coin, so it will be qabilu maqbul, maqbul muqbil, whatever you put it aside, this is what it is. And there are a lot of, let's say, emotion about these words, but mainly being accepted by Haq means when you are accepted by Haq, you are with Haq. Haq is with you because you are correct, you are right, and that's it. That state of mind is permanent, is timeless somehow. Oh yeah, timeless, I prefer the word timeless for permanent. But the word Yumi uses is baqi, means permanent. Yes?
This world and its inhabitants are dispersed. That world and its travelers are continuing.
You see, there are two words. One is this one. In this one, all the people, they are scattered around. This is what we are physically. But the other universe I'm talking about, the people in that universe are permanent. They're always there. Yes? This universe that you're looking at, and the lovers of this universe, they are cut off. The other people I'm talking about, in that universe, the people of that universe are unified and they are living together. Means there are two kind of humanity here, people. Connected and separated. Where separation comes from? Where is it coming from, separation? Remember I talked about it so many times. Illusion of intelligence. Remember me. Me and the rest of the universe. That illusion I talked a lot about. That this is the critical mistake of intelligence. Separation, that illusion. He says, listen, these lovers of this universe, and this universe are corrupt. But the connected fellow, first of all, they're always connected. I mean, Rumi will not be disconnected from Shams, will he? Really, could you imagine that I will be disconnected from Rumi? I connect my entire life to these ideas of this fellow. So I'm connected. And they live together. Means, when I'm talking about unity, togetherness, I'm talking about that universal unity. Universal togetherness, which is especially made for human spirit. Therefore, that's where we should go. Yes? He will give you here the final definitions of an RF. Listen carefully. Yes.
The world and its lovers are cut off. The people of that world are eternalized and united.
I prefer disconnected instead of cut off, because disconnected makes more sense to me, I don't know, somehow.
The noble then is he that gives to himself the water of life that remains unto everlasting. The noble one is the good works which endure. He has been freed from 100 banes and perils and fears. If they are thousands, there is no more than one. It is not like the fancies of him that thinks of number.
That fancy, again, is that word that will be translated always by mistakes and things like that. And the word itself is khiyalat, because khiyal for us is imagination, and at the same time is hallucination somehow. Khiyalat means hallucinating somehow, fantasizing. So, did you hear this verse? You will hear this verse again and again and again from me, because this is one of the most fantastic definition ever given to me about these people. They are hundred thousands, but they are one. Means you will find how many, I don't know if you're familiar, how many lama you know? A lot, but always is Dalai Lama, because he's no different than another Lama I knew before him, because it's not a personal stuff here, it's not a physical stuff here, it's the spirit. So spiritual people are one. Did you listen to that? He was talking about what? Remember, he said, now, if you're not narrow-minded, you're ready for me to tell you, talk about the unity. The unity in here, in our path, means the unity of all the seekers together. Because here, we don't count. That's hallucination, that it's counting 1, 2, 3, 4. For us, there is only we, and that's it. So, no counting here. Remember, here we're talking about quality, not quantity. Yes?
The eater and the eaten have a throat and windpipe. Mm-hmm. The victor and the vanquished have understanding and mental perception.
That understanding is akala. You translate it however you want. I believe we should put in translation, we could put owl in apprentices for everybody to know. Yes.
He bestowed a throat on the rod of justice. It devoured all those many rods and ropes.
Here you understand what the word is. That for that stick, that stick needed some way of absorbing, eating all of this, that's what the truth is, yes.
And in it was no increase from all that eating, because its eating and its form were not animal.
That's the problem of cartoon makers. Is that okay, if you want to make a cartoon of this, there are these fellows who are different ropes. First of all, you know that they did all the imagine with ropes. Why? Rope is aql in Arab language. Remember that, this iqal, rope. So they bring the ropes and they turn it to this and that and that and that. Then God will tell Moses, let go of the stick. Let go. Okay, stick will come alive. First of all, we don't want to say it became the serpent. We don't like it. Because the serpent is that Satan in our story is no good, so we'll make it a dragon. This dragon will eat all of those stuff. Then Moses will pick it up. what happens to all those eaten stuff in the stick?